First up, U.S. President Barack Obama has named his choice to fill a vacant seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. The nominee is Merrick Garland. He's a 63-year-old federal judge. He's a graduate of Harvard Law School. He was appointed to his current job by former President Bill Clinton. Judge Garland calls the Supreme Court nomination the greatest honor of his life, and President Obama calls him one of America's sharpest legal minds. But according to the U.S. Constitution, the Senate provides advice and consent concerning the president's Supreme Court nominees. That means the Senate has the power to either confirm or reject Judge Garland's appointment. And at this point, it doesn't look likely that he'll get confirmed because the Senate has no plans to hold a hearing about Judge Garland. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and several other Republicans say it should be up to the next president to fill this Supreme Court vacancy. They say the American people should have a voice in filling it. So a political battle has begun between the Democratic president and the Republican Senate. El Nino, a natural warming of water surface temperatures in the Pacific Ocean, has gotten a lot of blame for disrupting normal U.S. weather patterns this winter. But it's had some upsides. For one thing, especially in Northern California, El Nino's heavy rain and snow have been quickly filling up a number of reservoirs. Water levels in Lake Oroville are now higher than average. Lake Shasta also above average for this time of year. This does not mean the state's historic drought is over. Southern California still has low groundwater levels. There hasn't been enough rain to support many plants and animals. And when the concentrated and heavy rains do come, they can bring other dangers to parched land.